Cuomo, who has far more money in his campaign account than Molinaro, employed the classic campaign tactic of trying to negatively define an unknown opponent to voters. In this case, the governor's first campaign ad mentioning Molinaro links the Republican candidate to President Trump, who is unpopular among many New Yorkers.
A Trump mini-me for governor? No way. No how.
But Molinaro did not vote for Trump in 2016, and he's distanced himself from the president. The GOP candidate called out Facebook for violating the platform's new rules against untruthful advertising by permitting the ad on its site. And Molinaro counters that Cuomo received $64,000 in campaign donations from Trump in past elections. The governor has said he won't return the money. But the GOP candidate became truly enraged over this ad, which began airing Tuesday.
Return the dirty money and come clean. What are you really hiding?
It links $5,000 in campaign donations to Molinaro from a construction company to tax breaks awarded to the firm Tinkleman Brothers by Dutchess County, where Molinaro is the county executive. The company also gave a job to Molinaro's wife.
Then they hired Molinaro's wife, and Molinaro's administration awarded them lucrative county contracts.
Molinaro, visibly angry, responded in a video.
You want to fight? Fight with me. My wife, my six-month pregnant wife, is out of your league.
Molinaro says the Tinkleman brothers' contracts were competitively bid and that his wife made just $27,000 for direct marketing for the company before she left earlier this year after becoming pregnant. She also wanted to devote more time to raising the couple's three children, one of whom is disabled. A spokeswoman for Cuomo's campaign, Abby Collins, accused Molinaro of having a meltdown and says the GOP candidate has been busy taking the nepotism page from Trump's playbook. She says he's trying to play New Yorkers for fools. Meanwhile, Molinaro's campaign has also been producing some hard-hitting ads against Cuomo.
Andrew Cuomo's top advisors are going to jail.
The GOP candidate's spot ties the governor to the recent corruption convictions of several former Cuomo associates on bribery and bid rigging charges, including his former closest aide, Joe Prococo.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. And now he's under investigation again in another pay-to-play scam.
Cuomo says the ad is untruthful because the governor has not been implicated in the latest investigation by federal prosecutors of a potential pay-to-play scandal involving a Hudson Valley healthcare company. Cuomo's campaign manager sent a cease and desist letter to television stations, but many aired the ad anyway. The ad buy has now concluded. Before the general election officially begins, Cuomo first faces a primary challenge from actor Cynthia Nixon. Nixon, running a campaign financed by small donations, has not purchased any TV ads, but she has released some videos on social media, including this one, where she's deeply critical of Cuomo. It focuses on corruption in state government, using the governor's own words and clips from news organizations, including MSNBC.
You look at this unending escapade of corruption and embarrassment that has become the state government.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is taking flak for creating a commission to investigate political corruption and then disbanding it after it hit too close to home.
The governor's campaign has not aired any ads against Nixon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.